This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Over. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center on 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for Echo Link stations who would like to check in. Are there any Echo Link check-ins? People who would like to participate, I will pause 15 seconds to allow folks to check in. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Over.
N2PFM, good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
N2OYQ, good evening, Kathy.
Okay, we have George, Jeff, and Dan joining us this evening. Is there anybody else who would like to join our group this evening? Please call now. Alrighty. George, how are you on this getting to be cold, snowy evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy. Everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here at 12 degrees temperature range. Today was minus 7 to 15. And it was sunny most of the day and got some stuff accomplished. A few other support rods are going to have to be put in that pole building that I have for a woodshed. And I got to get some help in there tomorrow so it'll take two of us to get that other piece in. Other than that, that's about it. That piece of what I was calling a piece of junk all this time. That grand caravan has been running fine the last few days now. And in fact, it started up beautifully in 7 below 0 this morning. So I'm happy it's back to what it was before. I'm not happy that it took over $700 to get it there, but what can I say? You can't buy a vehicle. You're lucky if you could buy a parts vehicle of a 96 to 2000 caravan. You're lucky if you get just a parts vehicle for $700. Let's face it. And 2PFM clear.
Well, that's all right, George. Yeah, we don't have a pole structure over our wood pile. John got one of those black tarps that they put over tractor trailers, and they have flaps on them. And it seems to be working out pretty well. what we do is we roll it up in the summer to allow the wood dry, and then in the winter we cover that up. So, but I think the structure is might be superior to that. So, alrighty, next. AIT, Jeff, how are things in your neighborhood?
Hi, good evening. This is KD2AIT. It's pretty cold. I didn't go check the temperature, but it's getting chilly out, and hopefully this will be one of the last cool nights for a while, but we'll have to wait and see. We're just sitting here doing a little reading online and getting ready to watch. We recorded the Vikings last night. I'm going to watch it here in a little bit with the wife, and that's about it. It's a working Friday night, and it's going to be a working Saturday, too, so just another day. Back to that, KD2AIT.
Yeah, we have 5 degrees, too, here as well. So, Express, have a good evening to your goddess, and thank you for checking in, too, Jeff. All right, last but not least, we have Dan. And have you frozen up there in the north as yet?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and everybody else other than this evening, and 2 on Waikio here. Yeah, we have 4 degrees at the present time. There's no wind, so that makes it kind of nice. Anyways, but it was really cold here this morning. I think when I got this morning, it was 13 below. So, and it warmed up into the, it was the teens or low 20s today. So it wasn't too awful bad. But this morning it was cold. I went out there to fix the fire out the shop there, and it was pretty chilly, pretty chilly. So, anyway, so ain't too much going on tonight here, Kathy. Just monkeying around, watch a little TV, monkeying around with radios and computer and what else. So, that's the way it goes. So, back to you. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to a like, you clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, you keep warm. Have a wonderful weekend as well. All right, I'm going to do another call-up to see if we have any other stations who would like to join the Black River Valley ServiceNet. This is KC2YXN. And any other members or guests, please call now.
Good evening, WA2U.
Alrighty, we have John joining us this evening. And how are things in the North Country, John?
WA2U. Well, first we'll say good evening to those on frequency, and maybe there are some people listening on the Echo Link that maybe haven't logged in or whatever, but having a good day today. It was a nice day outside, although it's certainly cooled off now. Jeff and I went out, spent a little time moving some snow around, a little bit of exercise, got the shed cleared out in the front of that, and boy, there's certainly a lot of snow out there. So, and the wind was blowing, and I bought a couple of tarps. That's what Kathy was explaining to. They're 19 by I don't know what they are, 10 feet, and they're made to go on the back of a truck to cover asphalt. And they're really rugged. They've got eyelets in them, so I can tie them down. And the wood sits on pallets, so it's been kind of a good way to go. We're not even halfway through our wood yet, so that's nice. And the side that we started from wasn't completely full to begin with, so we're going to have no problem lasting the. I think we're going to actually get through a good portion of March before we start really delving into the second tarp. So the tarps were end to end, so it was quite a beautiful sight out there of all the wood. But that's okay; it's nice and cozy here. And I've worked on a few projects today, got on the internet a little bit, and let's see, tomorrow evening, we're usually not around Saturday, we're usually listening to music and having a few beverages and enjoying life. Even though we're retired, we still like to do that on Saturday evenings. Next Saturday, they have those involved with e-cars, they have a roll call, and that's at 10 a.m. It's always the second Saturday of the month. So I should, the second Saturday of the month. That wouldn't be next Saturday, but the second Saturday they have a roll call, 10 a.m. 7.255. So you can try out some of the 40-meter contacts, see how your antennas are working and if they've made it through the snow. And for those that have Kenwood radios or transceivers, we actually have three of them, but that anyone with a Kenwood TS-590S, we noticed that the website, the software 2.0 is out, so that just take a USB cable, plug into the back of your computer, and it's nice that some of these radios now, you can upgrade the software without having to buy a radio every minute. So turn it back over to Nat, and we're not in here for the rest of the weekend. I hope everyone has a great weekend and enjoy. Unfortunately, we hear a lot of snowmobile accidents out there, so look out for the weekend operators. All right, we'll turn it back to Nat. Good evening to all WATU.
Okay, John, yep, we got to watch out for those snowmobilers and those four-footed antlered beasts, too. We hear a car deer a few times a day also on the scanner, so. Alrighty. Okay. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Over.
K-8-2-7-Z.
Okay, Jack from Liverpool. How are things in your area?
Well, so pretty frozen and pretty deep. But anyways, I think we're about 7 degrees at the moment. And it's a nice day through the day today for the most part. It'll play a bit of sunshine anyways. But not an awful lot to offer tonight. Just thought I'd stop by and say hello. So, 7-3's all around. K-8-2-0-Z.
Great, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. And, yep, everybody's got chilly temperatures here, but if you've been outside at all when the sun is out, boy, that sun feels good. You can really feel the warmth on your skin, so you can soak up some vitamin D. And, Jack, say hi to Carol. You have to get her on at some point. And so we have to get more women on here. Alrighty. Are there any other comments or any announcements? Over. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I'd like to thank George, Jeff, Dan, John, and Jack for joining us this evening. It was really good to talk to everybody. Alrighty, before I close, I have my Friday night joke. Alrighty, two college were vacationing in the Adirondack Mountains during the summer, and they have their wives with them enjoying all the wonderful sights and scenes of the Adirondack Mountains. And one evening, they were sitting on the veranda and watching the sunset over Otter Lake. Well, a history professor says to his friend who is a psychology professor, "I say, man, have you ever read Marx?" Meaning Karl Marx. And his friend, the psychology professor, says, "Why, yes. And I think it's those pesky wicker chairs." Alrighty, and thanking everyone who checked in this evening, 73 to all, enjoy your weekend, this is KC2YXN, out.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
This is N2MQP.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
This is KC2YXN. Good evening.
Okay, very good. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. N2MQP. Hello, Carol. WA2U. Good evening, John. And hello again, Kathy, KC2YXN. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. We're looking for additional stations. And this is Octan, looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Okay, thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.